it's very good news for the city. It's taken 18 months to complete. For the city, a new option for parking, first-class service going to be coming to the City of Portsmouth from Saturday, the 5th of April. So people seeing it over the last 18 months can now use it for real and enjoy the use of the park and ride into Portsmouth.
What's this capacity?
Of the car parking spaces, around 600 spaces. We have three buses that will take people into the city, 12-minute intervals, using a bus lane into the city, stopping at the Commercial Road, but also stops in between Commercial Road and here at the Park and Ride, and then following on to the interchange at the Hard.
A few months ago, it was really chocker going into Gun Wharf, so they put boats on to sail people around. That really did prove very popular. Are you hoping this will be of a similar ilk?
I do hope so, and I'm hoping that the park and sail can be progressed again this year. I know that there has been some talks about that, about the park and sail, because I know it was very popular. I think this is a great opportunity, certainly during the summer months, beginning of this great project, that people see the park and ride, start using it, and use the good offers, introductory offers that we're providing at the moment. There's some good offers, so go on the website and see for yourself what the rates are, and enjoy the park and ride.
Okay, we know obviously it was part of the 20-odd million pound regeneration of Tipner. How much did this itself cost,
This was, I believe, 28 million, the total cost of the scheme for constructing the park and ride and actually putting the bus service in as well. But this is a catalyst for other projects to be developed. Tipner West, then going to the city, the regeneration of the city, that plans have been put through. And it's an exciting time for the city coming forward.
Have you seen a dip in the amount of people coming in since the Whiteley regeneration? Because I must admit, I've seen a difference coming in from work on a Saturday morning.
From my personal experience and from family, etc., I know that a lot of businesses have moved to Whiteley, but I do feel there's a lot of opportunity in Portsmouth going forward, certainly with regeneration, business opportunities, and businesses have been involved with meeting colleagues, as I'm aware of, for the use of the park and ride, using this facility to bring in their staff to park in the city, and then going forward with the regeneration of some of the other sites in Portsmouth. So I think there'll be lots of improvements going forward that we can all experience.
I think it's a step in the right direction, certainly, obviously, given everything that's going on at the dockyard at the moment. Yeah. We know a lot of people within the Solent LEP are trying to encourage more businesses to come down. How big a part does this sort of facility play for businesses maybe thinking of setting up down here?
I think it gives some opportunities for parking. I know there's restriction in parking in the city. Also gives an option for their employees to come in a nice, very well set up park and ride. Relaxation coming in on the bus, onto the bus lane, into the city. And then with the generation going on, the capacity of the highway, we're going to expect more and more vehicles. So having this facility in place will improve the route going into the city, the time it takes to get into the city. So I think it's very encouraging for businesses to get on board and start to use the park and ride.